All right, let's head up to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you again.
Thank you for being able to shift your schedule so we could talk today. Normally, we talk on Wednesday, I think, as folks know. Let's have a look back at last week. Anything of import that you want to share with us as far as action that the House took?
Well, a couple of bills that one bill that passed after you and I spoke last Wednesday is H.R. 5351, which is the Stopping Gitmo Transfers Act. And it basically what it does is it puts a halt on the ability of the president to transfer people from Gitmo during the remainder of his presidency.
Okay. Now, let's look forward to what you've got going on now, because obviously, well, you've got through the end of next week that the House is in session, and then you're not in session again until, what, mid-November. So you really have a lot of things that have to get accomplished in the next week.
We do, and well, let me say this. One bill we're going to pass today or tomorrow is another vote on stopping future ransom payments to Iran. The president has really gotten himself into a tight spot in terms of the lies that he has told on this particular issue. So what we're going to pass a bill, and it should be bipartisan, to stop future ransom payments. But the big issue coming up is how do you fund the government starting October the 1st? And the House has done a pretty good job this year of the Appropriations Committee reporting out the appropriations bills. They've had, you know, a couple of hundred good conservative policy writers on them to stop bad behavior of the administration. Five of those bills were approved by the House, and we could have approved one or two additional bills. And so we'd be in a good position to go to conference with the Senate. The problem is around September the 7th or 8th, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, decided that he was going to pull the rug out from under the House in terms of moving forward on those things. So he said that the Senate was going to start working on a CR, continuing resolution to fund the government, and which has the amount already embedded in it, so that. And then the last thing he said is that the term of the CR would go through December the 9th. And so what he did is he gave away three things. He by saying it was going to be a continuing resolution, he eliminated the ability to do the more holistic appropriations process, and so it makes it harder to get good conservative riders on it. The second thing that it did is set the amount at $1.67 trillion, where many of us as conservatives would like that to have been at the old budget level, $1.40 trillion. And then the third thing he did is he had it fall, the term of the continuing resolution fall squarely in the middle of a lame duck session. Many of us as conservatives don't think that's a good approach, because in a lame duck session you can have bad things happen because you have some members that are they've lost or are retiring and they're disengaged. So it does create some issues. So anyway, he put us in a bad spot. And so what we're trying to do is find, you know, come up with the best alternative to keep any more bad things from happening.
Well, let me come back and play devil's advocate on the lame duck, because often there will be a member, long-sitting member of the House or the Senate, who no longer has to answer to any kind of a constituency other than his or her own conscience, and they may actually change a position that they've taken for a long time. Why is that always a bad thing?
Well, it's not always a bad thing. The problem is that when they know they don't have to answer to constituents anymore, or let me rephrase that, some folks, because they're not going to be coming back the following January, may decide that their attitudes on different bills and their positions is different. And the constituents really don't have any control of that anymore. And so I'm not saying that it's always a bad thing, but it does create the opportunity for bad things to happen. So if you want to avoid the risk of bad things happening to the American people in a lame duck, the best thing is to keep any legislation that happens in a lame duck to be non-substantive. Well, let me rephrase it. Let's make sure there's not really critical legislation. Let's put it that way, like government funding, because what, you know, the other side of the aisle will try to do in lame duck is they'll try to load this thing up with pork. Our senators are noted for loading things up in pork, and you'll have this big, gigantic omnibus spending bill that's got all these pet projects in it. Now, we don't do that in the House because we don't have earmarks anymore. But the Senate doesn't have that restriction, and I think what you'll wind up with is a bloated budget-busting bill, and it will likely not have the conservative riders on it that we think are important. I mean, I don't like omnibuses to begin with, but so I am worried about that. Now, what I hope we can do to offset that is do what is called a minibus, and that is take all the bills related to national security, organized by topic. So let's start with national security. Take defense, MILCON, VA, some of the Homeland Security, some of the Department of Energy with respect to nuclear stockpile. Put that on one bill, fund it through the end of the fiscal year next September the 30th. And then after that, maybe you do a minibus for everything else, or you do a continuing resolution for everything else till you get into the new administration. But I think that would be a much better approach. But I can't guarantee anything when you move into lame duck.
Well, and Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C., but is there anything that you can do? Because the House is obviously frustrated if Mitch McConnell is not doing the right thing for the country as far as they're concerned. I mean, there's not much you can do. Is that basically right?
I mean, no, not exactly. So what I did on Tuesday of this week, let me say this. Nobody has filed any appropriations bill to deal with funding the government starting October the 1st. And so what I did is I filed a continuing resolution that would fund the government at the higher levels through December the 9th. But in exchange for going ahead and not arguing about those three issues, the continuing resolution and the date and the amount, we want two conservative riders and no liberal riders. And so the conservative riders would say no more refugees until they're vetted, and the second one would say don't give away the internet. Those are good policies, and politically they're good at home for all of us. And so that's what I have proposed, and that does a couple of things. One, it gives the public the first marker they can look at, because it's the only public bill available on the subject to look at. And then the second thing it does is it fires a shot across the bow of Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell to say, okay, the House is just not going to take any of the BS that you send over by putting down our marker, our opinion on where things ought to go. And so that's out there in case our leadership decides they'd like to use it. And I'm hoping that they will if the Senate, if word starts leaking out, the Senate's going to send us a bloated bill.
Well, finally and briefly, I do want you to just touch a minute on, as you said, giving away the internet, because we're on the cusp of a situation where the U.S. may not control ICON anymore that
correct,
basically sets up the internet. Tell us what that would mean.
Well, what it would mean, if you look at essentially the only body that can then control the internet is another governmental institution, and if it's a multinational institution, that really means it's the UN, and that's what I would predict, is that ICANN would wind up under the auspices of the UN, and two-thirds of the country in the UN are hostile to the United States. So I can see a situation where we are domain owners, or people wishing to seek domains are not treated fairly, or treated or discriminated against, and also that other countries could have the ability to control content.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, Russia may decide it's going to control content, and if it's got a big voice at the UN in the ICANN system, then you could change. Instead of having the open structure that we have today, you could have something that becomes pretty oppressive in some parts of the world.
Well, I think hackers might not face any kind of any penalties for that too. I mean, we lose control of that.
That's something true. That's true. That's something else. I mean, if you look at the criminal elements coming out of Russia that are involved in hacking, I mean, they might not be prosecutable at all. And today, with U.S. control of ICANN, we do have some ability to shut down those domains.
That could be a little scary. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday, but you can hear our interview archived always on our website at WTAW.com. So we thank you again for the time today.
You bet, Scott. Great talking to you again this morning, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and, gosh, our first responders seem to be under assault again today, so we need to pray for them.
Thank you, sir.